Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. This is our second podcast in the series Bein Pesach LeAtzeres, discussing the significant halachos, mitzvos, and dates in Chodesh Iyar and throughout the days and weeks between Pesach and Atzeres. Today, I'd like to take a more global look at Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar, of course, is the lion's share of the days of the month, and certainly between the period of Pesach and Shavuos. Let's try to understand a little bit about the power, the koach, and the significance of the month that we just ushered in yesterday, and that is the month of Iyar. Iyar, of course, is the name of a Babylonian name that was given to this month. Iyar is a Rashi Tevos, the Berhetev, understands in Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Chavav, which stands for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel, as we'll see momentarily. The births of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, took place in this month, month of Iyar, and therefore the Berhetev understands that Iyar stands for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. There is a debate in the Poskim, and the Ramah discusses this as well in Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Chavav. How do you spell Iyar? Is it Aleph Yud Resh or is it Aleph Yud Yud Resh? And the Ramah writes, based upon earlier poskim, that because of this debate, it's appropriate not to write a get in Chodesh Iyar because we're not sure how exactly to spell Iyar. Do you spell it with one yud or two yuds? And therefore, the Ramah says that it's best not to write a get or a shtar, any document in this month, because of the confusion and the question that relates to the spelling. Of course, that's not the common practice today. Getin are absolutely positively written in Chodesh Iyar. The consensus of the poskim is that Iyar is spelt with a double yud, aleph, yud, yud, resh. And of course, this plays significance in terms of understanding and appreciating the name of this month, the month of Iyar. Chassam Sofer writes in his Chidushin to Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, something startling and something incredibly fascinating. Says the Chassam Sofer that this month, the month of Iyar, is Mesugal L'Refuas Haguf. It is appropriate and it's special, it's unique, because it's a month where a person can receive incredible refuah, incredible strength and health and medication for one's body. Why? Says the Chassam Sofer, Lefi Shebuch Chodesh Zehischil Aredes Mon Livnei Yisrael Ayotz Mimitzrayim. This was the month, Chodesh Iyar was the month that the mon began to fall. And therefore the mon is referred to as Lechem Avirim, which means Lechem Hanivla Be'evarim. It was bread, it was sustenance that was soaked into the body. And forever, and for posterity, and from time, and forever, this month, the month of Iyar, will be misugol, will be deemed special, unique, and auspicious for refuas aguf, and it dates back to the time in the Midbar when the man fell, and it continues. And says the Chassam Sofer, Remez Yeshbo. There's a hint in the name of Iyar. Iyar, Roshe Tevos Ani Hashem Rofecha. Iyar stands for Aleph Ani, Yud Yud is the Shem Hashem, Resh is Rofecha, Ani Hashem Rofecha, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu who heals you. And the Chassam Sofer says that's the Pshat in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Obeis, Kulu Shakaine Midbacha Varatzartam Alu, which means that Kol Shikuyei Harafua, all forms of medication, take place and are helpful mi Pesach v'Atzeres, between Pesach and Atzeres. Chassam Sofer adds, based upon the last pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph, the last words of that mizmor, V'oivai Yashuvu Yevoshu Rega, Oivai Aleph Yashuvu Yud Yevoshu Yud Roga, stands Rashi Tevos Iyar. And that paragraph, that chapter, Tillim Kapitel Vav, talks about David HaMelech, who was very, very sick, and it speaks to the refuah, the incredible help, and the medication, and the success, and that David HaMelech received. And therefore, again, the last words in that parak, in that Kapitel, Kapitel Vav, Oivai Yashuvu Yevoshu Rega, also is Rashi Tevos Iyar. So therefore, there is a significant element, and auspicious time period that we are in terms of Iyar, that all Choli Yisrael should be zocha to refuah shlema, refuah sanefesh, and refuah saguf, based upon the lechem avirim, the man that fell. So certainly that is one aspect and one element of Iyar. Not only is this a point made by Chassam Sofer, but you see in other svarim as well, Bnei Saskar speaks about this, and in others as well, talk about the significance of Chodesh Iyar in terms of refuah saguf. But that's not all. Bnei Saskar says that Chodesh Iyar is misugol liyediyas ha-Torah ve-hasagasa. Chodesh Iyar is uniquely special and auspicious in terms of one's ability to understand, to appreciate, and to plummet the depths of Torah as we approach Matan Torah. Chodesh Iyar certainly is a time period, is an opportunity, is a date, and is a month where one can learn Torah, understand Torah, appreciate Torah differently, because as we count the Yemei HaSfira and get closer and closer to Chag Matan Torah, Seinu Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into this month a unique ability that we all have to understand Torah, each on our own level, for whoever it is, whoever it may be, whether it's Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebe'al Peh. Nigla Unistar, it's a special time for a person to understand and to appreciate Torah. So this is some of the hints in the word Iyar, but of course, as we're familiar, Iyar is only the Babylonian name. Shemos Chadashim Olmi Bavo, that's not really, really the significance of the month. Really, Iyar is the second of the months. It's Chodesh Hasheni. Litzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Nisan is the Rosh Chadashim. L'chadshi Hashan is the first of the month, and Iyar is the second of the months. But there is something else unique about this month, Iyar, based upon its biblical name. If you take a look in Sefer Malachim, Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, this Chodesh is referred to, the Chodesh of Iyar, this month is referred to as Chodesh Ziv. Take a look at the Pasuk Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Ahi Bishmonim V'ashana, V'arba Me'oshana Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, 480 years from the Exodus, Bishana Harvias, in the fourth year of the reign of Shlomo HaMelech. So we're talking about 480 years out from Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the fourth year of the reign of Shlomo, B'chodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv, Hu HaChodesh Hasheni, it is the second month of the year. L'melech Shlomo al Yisrael v'yivin abayis l'Hashem, and the Mishkdash was being erected. So we see that the Chodesh Hasheni, the second month, is referred to as Chodesh Ziv. What is Ziv? What does Ziv mean? And what's the significance of this month, month Iyar, being called Chodesh Ziv? This is subject to a debate in the Rishonim, what exactly Chodesh Ziv is, and why Iyar is referred to as Chodesh Ziv. If you take a look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it's actually a Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What exactly this month is, and why it's referred to as Chodesh Ziv. Rashi understands it's also Rashi on this Pasuk, as well as the Eben Ezra, in Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, that the Avos we refer to in Iyar, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shehem Zivosne Olam Nold B'Chodesh Nisan. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were born in the month of Nisan. Ukeshenischadesh Chodesh Iyar Kvar Hayu B'Olam. And once Iyar comes, the second month came, they were already in the world. Therefore, the significance, the Ziv, the light, the incredible aspect of this second month is that once we enter this month, the month of Iyar, the Avos were already in the world. And therefore, says Rashi, Sayyidi Ibn Ezra, the significance of this month is that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are already planted. They're already here. The Zivosne Ha'olam, the lights of the world, were already here. However, other Rishonim understand that there's a different pshat in Chodesh Ziv. Ki b'chodesh zeh mofim nitzanei ha'ilanos shehem zivan. In this month, after Chodesh Nisan, and specifically now in the Chodesh of Iyar, the plants, the trees begin to blossom and to bud, and we see all of the beautiful elements of the world and nature emerging. And that's zivan, the light, and the beautiful aspects of this Chodesh emerge. So those are the explanations of Rashi and Tosfos based upon the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, as well as the Gemara Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. But I'll pick Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chasidus. They give other names and other explanations and other significant elements of the Chodesh Ziv. Chodesh Ziv means light, means opportunity, means ability. We're pining and climbing toward Shavuos, Rebein Pesach La'atzeres, the most significant time of the year, from the Exodus to Kabbalah Satorah. We're talking about such special, unique times and days that the Zivam, the Or, the lights, the possibility, the potential in this month are unbound and unbridled. And therefore, the excitement and enthusiasm that exists and that has, it brings us to this level of Ziv, of light, and of other significance. But Rosh Chodesh Iyar, as I like to point out, has multiple significant days in it that we need to appreciate, understand as well. Of course, Rosh Chodesh Iyar has significance to it, and so much so that the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel that there's a Toos Mefursemes, there's a major mistake that people make when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. People think that you could shave and you could take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and for some reason that became a very big mistake, and it's not true. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, the Poskim explain that there are two ways to count the 33 days of the morning. morning for the students of Rabbi Akiva. Either you start from Beis, the second day of Pesach, until Lag BaOmer. That's one counting. A second counting is from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, immediately after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, until Shavuos. That's another counting of 33 days. And certain people created this error, this mistake, that you could dafka, keke, haircut, and shave on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and that's not true. You have to keep one of the two halves, either the first half or the second half. But Rosh Chodesh Iyar is not a freebie, it's not a free day, and therefore that has to be noted, and that must be mentioned. Of course, Vav Iyar, the sixth day of Iyar, is Lamed Yom Kodem Achag, is Shloshim Yom, is 30 days before Shavuos. Shavuos is Zion Vav and Zion Sivan, and therefore comes Vav Iyar next week. Habalein Latov will be 30 days before Chag. We know that 30 days before Yontif, there's a Chiyav to learn the halachos of Chag, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Here the Mishnah Berurah has a debate whether it's true when it comes to Shavuos, because there are not that many halachos and mitzvos unique to Shavuos, unlike Pesach and Sukkot, which has an enormous amount of halachas there for sure. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, there's a requirement to learn the Hilchos Achag. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. However, here the Mishnah Berurah says either Shloshim Yom or maybe even from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's the time to begin learning Hilchos Shavuos. Yud Dalet Iyar, of course, is Pesach Sheni. We'll talk about that in a separate podcast. And Yud Dalet Iyar is also significant not just for Pesach Sheni, but it's also the Yortzeit and the Hilula of Rabbi Meir Balhanes. And just like on Lag BaOmer, there has been a mass pilgrimage to Meron to visit the kever of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The same thing takes place for many. Hundreds and thousands go to the Me'ara and to the kever of Rav Meir Balhanes in Tveria, and it also has become significant for certain communities, for Sephardim specifically, to go to the kever of Rav Meir Balhanes on Yud Dalet Iyar. Yud Ches Iyar, of course, is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is significant because it's the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai left Me'ara, left the cave. It's also significant because of the date of his death. It's his Yortzeit. It's his Yom HaHilula, Lag BaOmer as well. We will dedicate a specific special podcast to talk about that. Also important to note for Ashkenazim, it's also the Yortzeit, the date of the death of the Rama, Rav Moshe Isserles. Kulam Yotzim Biad Rama. Rama is the pillar of Ashkenazic Psak Halacha, the gloss on the Shulchan Aruch. It's also the date of the death of the Rama. So Yud Ches Iyar, Lag BaOmer, is a significant date for multiple reasons. There's one other date I'd like to refer your attention to, and that's Chaf Ches Iyar. Chaf Ches Iyar is a fascinating day. The Shema Gedolim, the Chida, writes that it was a special day, a Yom Tov, that the Rambam made. The Rambam made Chaf Ches Iyar into a Mishta V'Simcha, a great holiday. Why? The Rambam found the authentic and authoritative Sefer Torah dating back to Ezra HaSofer. And he saw that it matched up to the book and to what we know as the Codex, the Aleppo Codex, that the Rambam had in Mitzrayim. And the Rambam, when he saw that that jived, and you can look at the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam discusses and describes the uniqueness of the Sefer Torah that he wrote, the mitzvah of Sefer Torah that he wrote, and the simcha that the Rambam had was when he authorized and encouraged and codified, really, a special Yom Tov on Chaf Ches Iyar. So as you've seen, the significance of Chodesh Iyar, the month of Iyar, is awesome, not just because Ani Hashem Rofecha, not just because it's Mesuga L'diyas HaTorah, but of course because of Pesach Sheni, because of Lag BaOmer, because of the incoming holiday of Shavuos, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. If you take a look in the wonderful work, Bein Pesach L'Shavuos, written by Rav Tzvi Cohen, in his first and second chapters, he goes through almost every single day of Iyar and shows that there are phenomenal events that take place throughout the Jewish history. Take a look in those two chapters, Prakim Aleph and Beis, of Bein Pesach Latzeres, and you could see the amount of significant items that took place in this month. Of course, as we climb and build toward Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we need to recognize and note that it's not just that we are counting down to Shavuos, but every day of Iyar is unique, is special, is auspicious, historically, practically, for the mitzvos, halachos, and the important dates that took place in our history. May we be zochet to the oros of Iyar, may we be zochet to the ziv of Adar, may we be zochet to the refuah of Iyar. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, a chodesh tov, a good chodesh, and we will continue, Amir Tzashem, in the upcoming podcast discussing other elements and natures of this month, the month of Iyar, the month of Chodesh Ziv, Chodesh Hasheni, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael, Eretz Yitzrayim. Take care, Kol Tov, have a wonderful day.